This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program, or I could enunciate better. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We have been discussing, and among other things, the infrastructure bill, which is over $1 trillion, and it looks like Mayor Pete... Or Secretary Pete. Is that what they call him? What do they call him now?
He's Secretary Vice President Pete.
Yeah, okay. That'd be better. He'd be a much better vice president than we got there now. Anyway, he may be the most powerful transportation secretary ever because he's in charge of the infrastructure bill. So is he up to the task, ladies? He's of all the people that
Biden... Well, they didn't call him Mayor Pothole for nothing. Do you know that was his nickname in South Bend?
Yeah, right. Because he fixed all the potholes? Is that what he...
I think that was part of the problem. Right.
Oh. So, how many potholes is he not going to fix with this thing? Well, at any rate, of all the people that Biden has around him, in my estimation, he's the brightest light in many different respects. So, anyway, he's got the... he's in charge... And he will decide. Can you imagine how many people are going to be calling him? Hey, I got a job.
Really, yeah, but but Biden actually appointed the former mayor of New Orleans, Mitch Landrieu. So he's actually going to be the one coordinating the implementation of it. So it's not just like Mayor Pete now has $1 trillion to dole out. It's not going to work that way.
Oh, gee, really? Shucks. You talk about that. Who is in charge of the purse strings? Let's back up a little bit to the whole focus on climate and the big meeting that lasted, 8 days? And who came out of it as the most powerful? You know, you look at, again, the money that will be spent by all of these countries. They voted to spend, you know, talking about trillions of dollars, collectively among all of them, they voted to spend or try to spend lots and lots and lots of money to deal with the problems of climate change. And as you look across the world, who has the biggest problem and therefore will be given the most money? Well, certainly here in our country, we've got a problem. Beijing has a big problem. New Delhi has a big problem. Where else are there climate problems? I was going to put climate and crises together. But anyway, the idea of how the money is spent. This is such a political football, it seems to me. A lot of social media focusing on it, a lot of news media is focusing on it. The economics of it, in my mind, don't really make sense. It's this whole wild, crazy, another one of the things everybody's going, okay, let's get on this bandwagon and spend lots of dough, throw a lot of money at it. And so at the end of the day, who measures the success of whatever it is that is being accomplished, or attempted is probably a better word for it. Where's that success? Who's in charge of measuring the success? We can talk about the infrastructure bill and who's in charge of the American public in charge of that, but who's in charge of all the climate promises that have been made as to whether they are fulfilled or not? The world's full of these most powerful leaders. They have.
Well, that's like asking who's. Right, but that's like saying if you sign a peace treaty, who's in charge of enforcing it?
Yeah, the people who sign it.
Well, there you go. It's the same answer. It's a climate treaty. It's the same answer.
Okay. So that's the end of it?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know where you were going, so well, I thought you were asking why climate and infrastructure are so linked in this bill, and I think it's pretty obvious wherever, you know, if you
look. That's why I did. It wasn't obvious where I was going.
No,
you had
it wasn't.
Great imagination, really.
As it often isn't. So I was just waiting long for the ride.
Rapture in the ranks. All right, so here's the bigger question. Everybody ready for the bigger question?
Sure.
This, the climate bill, the infrastructure bill, in my mind, is going to create huge inflation. So if you're, you know, now we're looking at the rising prices of food and gas and a lot of other things that we buy. We're looking at about 6% inflation at the moment from this time last year. 6% across the board. 6.2, thank you. All right. So shortages galore, inconveniences galore, and it's just beginning. The American family farmer is trying to reckon with things like natural and chemical fertilizers. One of the things that you'll find, if you can find it, I'm fortunate because I have a composting operation on my farm, so I'll have plenty of fertilizer, but it'll be big demand. The price for compost will be twice next spring as it was last spring, guaranteed. And the fertilizer that is used on the big commercial farms, you're not going to find it. Already the price is twice now for fertilizer as it was last spring. And it's going up. Most farmers won't be able to afford it. Unless you are one of the four big, like ChemChina or ADM, you won't be able to buy, in your mind, whether you can afford it. You won't be able to buy it. You won't be able to find it. And so this is going to also impact. We haven't seen all of the dominoes fall yet when it comes to this. And if you don't think that these two deals here, the infrastructure bill and climate change promises, is going to not add to the cost of everything, you're kidding yourself. But, you know, I guess you think about how do we get there. I'm not much on blame. I think you fix the problem. But there are so many problems to fix here, I don't know where to start. So where do we start?
It's crazy, again, it goes back to kind of messaging. Like, how do you message this? Okay, we're paying more now for the following reasons. Or we're paying more temporarily and you can expect things to get better, you know, in whatever amount of time. These are how you message crises like this, because inflation's at a 40-year high right now. It is the highest that we've seen it, at least in our lifetime. Victoria, me, Jay, we haven't seen it like this. And the answer is
you're suggesting I have because I'm older?
No, I'm just saying, and we've not been alive much more than 40 years, and you have, so there you go.
Thank you. Very nice.
So the point is this, though, the messaging out of the White House, and I watched yesterday, Jen Psaki has been back, she's the White House press secretary, and she's like, there's no problem. Economists are saying that this infrastructure bill isn't going to increase inflation when, like, clearly, economists from all over have said to expect more inflation. And so what I think is bad is gaslighting people into thinking that there isn't a problem or that they're imagining it. We're not imagining that Christmas gifts aren't available. We're not imagining that people have to pay more for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're not imagining that's not a Republican or Democrat problem. That just is a problem for people, right? And so to try to gaslight people and to make them think that it's not
well, how
real
do we solve it,
seeing,
though, Jennifer? I know we got
you've
we know
got to do
the
better.
Problem.
You've got to get better messaging. You've got to tell people why they're feeling it and if it's going to get better. Right now, I don't
well,
see
Wall
Street they're not. Yeah, well, all of Wall Street says it too. I mean, I read a lot of financial stuff, and it's just like it's
the
kind of scratching their heads, going, wait a minute, the economy is hot right now. Like, why doesn't America know that or believe it? And so I think that there's a
news
huge
media
disconnect.
Wants to, yeah, the negative.
But
news
a lot
media
of it is not necessarily about. It's not even about the stock market. I mean, right now, what it's about is the fact that there's been such an influx of cash into the market by giving people additional payment and stimulus money. We've put so much money into our market that people have been buying things up. There's less, and with supply chain issues coming out of China and whatever else is going on, companies going out of business, abandoning their storage containers, all these things that happened during the pandemic. You've got the supply that has completely been decimated. So it's creating inflated prices all over the place. I mean, the stock market can be hot, and we can still be paying $6 a gallon for gasoline, and the people who don't have money in the stock market don't care because they're being taxed at the gas pump. Right?
Oh, I get that. No, I get that.
The stocks, the ExxonMobil, are going through the roof because the cost of gasoline is as high as it is, and it isn't costing a lot to get it out of the ground. It's not like usually when the gas price goes up like that, we're at $100 a barrel. Hey, it's like $68 a barrel now. So this is pure speculation and greed, most of it. It isn't that it costs more to provide you with gasoline. other than the transportation to get it from the refinery to your gas station.
But I think there's also the idea that the administration has said and made it pretty clear that they're going to start canceling leases on drilling properties in Alaska. They're getting rid of pipelines. They got rid of Keystone. They're looking at Line 5 to cancel in Michigan. So I think that there is probably a bit of anxiety in the gas industry about what price they're going to cost because we're going to, or what oil is going to cost because we're probably have to get it from other places.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it is what it is, but it isn't necessarily great. I don't see this as I think there's something that needs to be sorted out here, and it needs to continue to have our eyeballs on it. And the problem is we don't, we have a short attention span. And, okay, today's headline is tomorrow's newspaper clipping for wrap your fish in or whatever. What's that expression? I think that's close to it. Wrap your fish in the New York Times. I think that's appropriate any day with the New York Times. The Russians have tested an anti-satellite missile. It created a large cloud of debris up in the upper atmosphere, up where the other satellites are. This is, how the hell, well, because there's no policing. They blew up a bomb in space. That's basically what they did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's pieces of debris all over the place to see. They just did it because they could. They wanted to see what happens. You blow up a bomb in space.
Well, so the thing that really is odd is that they had to reposition. They had to, like, fire off the engines or whatever and reposition the International Space Station.
By the way, remind me in the next half hour to talk about the newest Muppet. Speaking of that, the DJV download, our podcast that's up there, the most recent one now, has a bit of reflective thinking in it, talking about how we think and whether we are broad or narrow in our thinkings. That thinking, that's one of the things we talked about. Then I was off on the Wright brothers and how the world has changed so much in the last 65 or 70 years. From just being able to get off of the ground in Kitty Hawk to sending men to the moon. Also, we're talking about the veterans who have jobs with the Blackstone Group and how that's accomplished. That was something we continue to focus on, Astroworld and what a chaotic mess that has become. Britney Spears, once again, a focus. Lots of different things are covered every day on the DJV program, and you get a snapshot of that with our podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now on today's DJV program with Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. We're all here focused now on the things that are trending that are kind of gossipy. And I guess once we move into Tiger King season, everything else takes a back seat, right? Tiger King is king. Is that what they want us to think, Jay?
That's what they tell us.
Really? Who are they?
This is after Carol Baskin was trying to get it put on hold because she said that she never signed on to multiple projects, only the first Tiger King. But they documented everything. The filming of Tiger King took place from 2014 all the way until 2019. So they have a lot of stuff. It kind of seems like Tiger King 2 may not even be the final season. But it's going to really focus on the disappearance, the possible disappearance of her husband, Don Lewis, which was kind of one of the subplots in the first season that everybody took to.
I thought he was
Sunday,
in jail.
Don't bother me.
Didn't she feed him to a tiger? What is that?
One of the theories.
Yeah.
But then some of the people in a first look of season two, some unknown people that were kind of had their identities hidden, said that Lewis may have been wrapped up with some really bad people, both in the U.S. and abroad.
Wasn't he like jetting off places? Like he had some kind of weird, shady life. And you know how they met? He was like driving down the street and saw her crying because she had broken up with some other boyfriend or something.
Yeah, wasn't she like 16 too?
Yeah, didn't he pick her up on the side of the road?
He picked her up on the side of the road.
Yeah, she was a cute blonde back then.
She had a husband before him. Don Lewis was actually her second husband. She was married to Michael Murdoch from 79 to 90, and then Don Lewis 91 to 2002.
Gone too. Where is he?
Michael Murdoch? No idea. Just says they were divorced in 1990. Don Lewis, 91, declared legally dead in 2002, and then she's been married to Howard Baskin since 2004.
And how did she get so fascinated or get around tigers? How'd that all start?
She calls herself, her thing is the big cat rescue, so she says she's an American animal rights activist. She's trying to take care of these tigers. A lot of them come in from, they were being abused elsewhere or whatever, but I've seen only the first episode of Tiger King. I couldn't make it through the rest of it, but these tigers were in these smallest cages. Like
if he's sitting on animal charges, which are some of the stuff that he's in jail for, it wasn't just whacking her or attempting to get rid of her. She should be in there too. They're the same person. They have the same kind of thing.
Ugh, yep. I don't know.
So how about
claiming to be a conservationist, claiming to be
right.
an animal rights activist, and they're just charging admission.
And these cages these tigers are in do not look very secure to begin with.
Right. Okay. So remember what happened when, who are the two guys that did the white tiger in Las Vegas?
Siegfried and Roy.
That's it, right. Remember one of them stuck his head inside the tiger and the tiger bit,
yeah.
basically killed him.
Well,
so,
no, what was happening was,
him, but,
yeah, yeah, he was having a stroke and there was speculation that the tiger was trying to save his life and pull him off stage.
Oh, really? Oh, we got that. Well, anyway, the nicest thing that could happen to Carole Baskin is she get fed to some of these tigers. That'd be the end of that. Right? Isn't that...
They don't eat... Apparently, they don't eat a live body. Like she said, you have to, like, douse them in peanut oil and cut them
yeah.
off.
Yeah. She knew.
What she knew about
eating a tiger to eat a body.
She knew how to do it. Yeah.
Really?
Well,
but is there some primer online? Is
they're like a Thai style
eat
peanut oil on the dark web. How to feed a human to tigers.
Great. Ay. Where are these people coming? What kind of a, what is the world coming to? I mean,
Carole Baskin came from Tampa.
Oh, okay. Tampa, by the way, Tampa.
Explains a lot.
Didn't Tampa lose this past weekend? Everybody's taking shots at Brady.
Yeah.
As an aside.
They're not having a great year. It's because Gronk's been injured. Leave him alone.
That's it, right? That's all that. Right. Send it back to the Patriots. Okay, anyway, there's a little gossip for us to work on. The trending stories. Jay Kirshner with Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug at 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. With the holidays just around the corner, now is the time to save on any budget. Amazon is offering incredible deals and discounts so customers can shop with confidence, knowing they're getting low prices on products they want and need throughout the holiday season. And did you know? Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership to select government assistance recipients for just $5.99 per month. That's all the shopping, savings, and entertainment benefits of Prime at half the price. In addition to Amazon's everyday low prices, Prime members enjoy early access to select deals, exclusive savings, fast and free delivery for all those holiday gifts, and so much more. Need some holiday entertainment? Prime members also have access to thousands of shows and movies with Prime Video, and more than 2 million songs ad-free with Amazon Music, so you can watch and sing along to holiday favorites. To learn more, or start your free 30-day trial, visit amazon.com/prime discount.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
What happens when the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, appears to have lied to Congress? That's what Americans are waking up to this morning. A whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News.
He either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us, and we need to have him back, plain and simple.
Jurors weighing charges against Kyle Rittenhouse continue Wednesday for a second day of deliberations in his trial. Last summer, protesters became rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and burned the city where Mr. Rittenhouse's father lives. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
A whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. The email was released Tuesday by the House Judiciary Committee, Republicans, who said this is the proof that federal counterterrorism was being deployed against concerned parents at school board meetings across the country. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News weighs in.
Well, he either lied to us or he doesn't know. Either one is bad for the country, bad for justice in America. Understand this, Laura, as we speak, at this moment, the FBI is, not maybe, is treating parents as terrorist threats. And the attorney general came in front of the committee and said just the opposite. And you just played the clip. He says, I cannot imagine any circumstance where we treat parents or we give them the label of domestic terrorists. But in fact, the day before, an email gets sent out to agents across this country saying just the opposite. Say, spy on parents, give them this threat tag, categorize, label parents. And when I first read this memo, I thought, this is no different than what the IRS did just a few years ago when they had remember the BOLO list? Be on the lookout for these kind of organizations using these kind of words. And they had a list of American citizens just like the FBI is doing now. So he either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us, and we need to have him back, plain and simple.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 34 after the hour here on today's Radio Extravaganza, the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, all are here on the inside of your radio, the inside of whatever your device is. So you can look at that device, you can listen to that device, hold it up to your ear, you can yell at it, you can do whatever you want. Just don't throw it at anything because that hurts us and it hurts your phone too, as a matter of fact. So the city of New York is going to allow all adults to get a COVID booster shot. Is this something that will, everybody over 18 anyway, is going to get a shot? How is this different than what they are? Do they still do the age thing in New York? I thought pretty much everybody everywhere could get a shot as long as they were an adult. And no matter where you are.
It depends on each state. So Governor Murphy yesterday in New Jersey said that they have been going along with the CDC guidelines, but in New Jersey they have a surplus of Pfizer and Moderna shots right now. And so Governor Murphy said yesterday that they're going to push this week to get everyone over 18. As long as it's been 6 months, go and get a booster shot, which makes sense. I mean, they're just sitting in pharmacies waiting to be used. And to me, I mean, a lot of people on the far left have been crying out about, you know, well, we haven't taken care of third world nations and all this. And that is true. I mean, if you can't stop a global pandemic unless every nation is up to, you know, is on the same level with shots. However, when you have surpluses that are already designated to sit in a CVS or a Walgreens or whatever, they're just going to have to be thrown out eventually. They don't last forever. So I think it's smart to just let everybody who's had, if you've been 6 months or more, you should be getting a booster, because it's yesterday the numbers came out in New Jersey that after 6 months, Pfizer had dropped to only 43% protection after 6 months. It drops off a cliff. So go and get your booster wherever you are. And really, no pharmacist should turn you away. That's kind of what the governor of Ohio said, the same thing. He just wants everybody to be able to get it. Colorado is already doing it. California, I think, is already doing it.
That doesn't make a difference when you had your second shot.
Yes, it does. Six months after your second shot.
All right.
Okay. I know you want your fifth shot already.
It's been 12 days.
I know.
Juice me up. I've never seen anyone like it. Some people have trouble with alcohol. Some people have trouble with drugs. So it's like, I'm a vaccine addict.
Keep me safe. All right. I got to figure out how to do the Hawaii thing, though. That's still kind of confusing. Maybe I'll have all of you look up the Hawaii thing and tell me.
What Hawaii thing are you talking about?
There's a Hawaii entry or something. There's a website you can go to.
They're really tough in Hawaii. I don't know. Yeah. You have to, like, pre-do it. You have to, like, pre-check in or something.
Yeah, something along that line. So what's happening with the federal vaccine mandate now that it's been banned by the court?
It hasn't been banned. It's on pause.
Working its way through the court system is what it's doing, which is what we expected. So it's not going to happen as of right now on January the 4th. And the arguments are going to continue. I'm sure the government will appeal. And this will probably work its way up to some big decision, maybe within the Supreme Court. Who knows?
How long is that going to take?
It could take a while.
Months. Yeah.
Yeah. So people who are watching the situation, the decision and what to do about it for companies that have said, you know, I'm going back to thinking about what Dan Bongino was all about a couple of weeks ago. This plays into that wheelhouse of discussion. Does it not?
I just don't know why we don't let businesses decide. Why does it have to be the government that comes in and sends in OSHA? I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, one of the best solutions... So I live in L.A. I hate the fact... L.A. City has all of these mandates. They have all the vaccine mandates in place. I personally made a pledge to myself that I won't go someplace where someone is asking me for a vaccine card. That has nothing to do with how I feel about the vaccine. It's everything to do with how I feel about the government overreaching into businesses and to people's personal life, because there's so much gray area that's not ever being considered, and it stinks. So I think the perfect solution is to say, hey, restaurants, the bars, nightclubs, wineries, gyms, you decide for yourself. Do you only want a vaccinated clientele?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do some kind of hybrid, or do you want to just not do it at all? And let people decide. That way, if I want to go and take a chance at Old Joe's Fish Shack or something like that, then I'll do that. Where someone else can make another. I mean, if we are going to go down this road of mandates, at least let the businesses decide what's appropriate for themselves, because so many businesses are already struggling, and now they're being asked to be like vaccine police when they don't have the staff to do that. They don't have the people that are equipped. And the stuff that's happening is like these poor 16-year-olds who are working at a Chick-fil-A are having to like fight people off who want to get inside their dining room. I mean, it's just stupid.
Yeah, it's not fair for the employees to have to do that and have to be the ones to enforce it.
Right. Yeah, not their job. So how many people are buying now in your circle of friends? Holiday shopping season seems to be, well, depends on who your friends are, I guess, much anything else.
I'm almost done.
Circle did you travel? You are, really? Mm-hmm. Unga bunga. Well, what were you trying to buy? You don't have to give secrets away.
You know, I have a pretty lengthy list of people that I shop for. So I'm actually looking at my shipping yard, which is now in my office. A lot of boxes in here.
I've been in there, and when it was Christmas time, you can't get through to your desk. So stuff is piled up everywhere in the hallway. Yeah. All right. Well, I just am trying to figure out what the right thing is to tell people who are listening to the program. How do we lead them and help them know what to do, where to go, how to do it? Big box stores like Home Depot.
Shop small, shop local.
Yes, thank you. Why didn't I think of that? Thank you, Jay. Shop local. I saw an ad on television last night for a regional store, an appliance store that has like Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, I think, and Maine. And they said, shop local, don't go to the big box stores. And I thought that was a pretty interesting, given my experience at the Best Buy last summer, I'm happy to go. I always was happy to go anyway to locals. I couldn't find the stuff in the local stores, so I went to Best Buy and got manhandled by the Jerkle Burgers that work there.
So, I'm not 100% perfect this year, but this year I've tried to do as much Made in America stuff as I can.
Good. All right. Yeah, there's a lot of that. There, if you go to that site, what's it, USA? What is the name of that outfit that I send people to? Hold, they should be advertisers. Wait a minute. Let me just see if I can go around to, now I've forgotten the exact name for it, and you think I can find it? MadeInAmerica.com. That's it. Go there and find stuff that is made in America that you can give. They have a lot of, they're really big on conservation. They're big on having things that are recyclable. So if you're looking for something made in America and you're doing your shopping, go to MadeInAmerica.com. All right? Some names in the news. Kaylin Franco. Anybody know who Kaylin Franco is? 23 years old. She's a resident of Massachusetts, Marlborough, as a matter of fact, next town over from me. This is a big local story. She almost lost her leg. She was in spin class, and she had some problems with a name. I don't know, how do we pronounce this, Victoria? Rhabdomyolysis.
I think it just goes by rhabdo, is what they call it. Rhabdomyolysis.
Like Isn't it?
Well, it's severe pain and swelling, and so she. This was her very first spin class, and she said she pushed herself kind of hard, but like not anything that she thought would be beyond, you know, like the point of safety. And so she couldn't walk when she got off the bike, and then it got worse when she got home, and she finally went to the hospital, and the doctors basically said if they didn't operate and relieve that pressure, that she would have lost her leg.
Right. It's the same as having a, what do you call it, not a cramp, a cyst.
Blood clot?
A clot. It's like having a clot. Yeah, blood clot. But it's the same things.
Well, the scary thing is it's not just like first timers. Apparently, there was one doctor who chimed in on this and said that she had seen three patients with spin class leg, is what she calls it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of this, but apparently because you're working all the major muscles in your legs during spin class, that you are more at risk of pulling a muscle and then rupturing it. And essentially the muscle deteriorates and then it bleeds into your it shoots enzymes into your kidneys, and then you can have kidney failure, and all kinds of horrible stuff can happen from it. So kids, just don't exercise. That's
the moral story.
Next name.
That's the moral.
Thanks, Auntie Victoria.
Right.
Next name is Alex Jones. Yes, the famous Alex Jones has been found liable in that Sandy Hook defamation lawsuit. Remember, he said that it was their fault or whatever, some kind of stupid
stuff. He said it didn't
happen.
It was a hoax.
Yeah, right. Okay, great. So there was a lawsuit brought against him by many of the families in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. This was like 2012, right? I can't imagine it that long ago.
Yeah.
So 9 years ago? Wow. So lawyers
for
the families.
He also has refused, I think this is the third case, he has refused to hand over any documentation about whether or not he made money off of those claims. That's really what has gotten him in trouble.
So if he
with
doesn't do
this.
It, then he's
obviously guilty. He's made a lot of money off of it because he refuses to turn over anything financial, even though it was court ordered. So he's probably going. I mean, we don't know how much the fine will be and how much he has to pay the families, but I would imagine
it would be a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope it bankrupts him.
Good for you.
Well, why not? When parents are losing their young child and you're some a-hole out there saying
he's
it never happened.
He's pretty irresponsible with stuff.
I mean, that's insane.
Okay, but there's a market for that, and so would you shut him down because of the market for it? Yeah, Blinken, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, next name in the news, calling on the Cuban government to respect the rights of its citizens to use their voices without fear of government reply. What is this? He thinks this is going to make a difference?
Well, we put sanctions against them, so that's why he's calling them out. Because they've had, you know, protests in the streets, and it's been a mess.
We should be doing business with Cuba. We should be in Cuba.
Yeah.
We should be in the face of the people in Cuba who are, this is, the fact that we're sitting here, one of the dumbest things. I thought it was one of the great things that Obama did was open things up again, and Trump shut it down for a pretty specious reason. Okay, so they're communists. The passing, Phil, of Graham Edge, who was the founding member that was still alive. There were four founding members of the Moody Blues. And Graham Edge was the only one who was still alive. He passed away over the weekend at the age of 80. Justin Hayward, who happens to be a friend, he came upon the Moody Blues, I think, in their second year, became the lead singer, and basically the major domo of the Moody Blues. But they're now, without Graham Edge, they're pretty much kaput, because only he and Justin and John Lodge left. And I don't think they can make it work. I haven't looked at the Moody Blues schedule yet to see if they're still going to tour this year, but this is Victoria. Doesn't get excited about the Moody Blues because she thinks
some of the stuff is okay.
Yeah, I've always, frankly, loved the Moody Blues music. There's such variety. They've been around since 1968. So anyway, he was a short guy, long white hair, had lots of energy. But the last time I saw them a couple of years ago, he was not himself. You could tell that he wasn't. And the same with Ray, he was the flautist. He died a couple of years ago, but he was.
I think just the fact that you're talking about like a rock band with a flautist.
They have a flautist.
That's where it kind of loses
me. As soon as you
me.
Said they had a flautist, I'm like, no wonder I don't like them.
Yeah.
No, come on. No, they
were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018.
Yes, they
first
were.
First flautist to make it into the Rock and Roll.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this disrespect from these young whippersnappers who don't appreciate what really good music is. They like the likes of Taylor Swift. I think she's better than Grammy.
I am not saying that Taylor Swift is better than the Moody Blues. I would not say that.
I would have to say I'm not okay. saying it, though.
All right.
Okay, so much for respect for the older folks in the audience and the older host here on the DJV program. It's 48 past the hour. Just a nice send-off for Graham Edge, anyway, from the Moody's.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Okay, so usually I'm a last-minute shopper, but the deals at Kohl's, way too good to pass up. I got 40% off holiday decor, 40% off the cutest St. Nicholas square finds for the table, and found the toys topping my kids' list. I also got 15% off, and as a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $10 off my home purchase, because I spent $50. So now I get the whole early shopping thing, and I'm a big fan. Flex Styles. Offers end November 20th. Toys. Coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour, time for some car talk, as opposed to the old guys click and clack. The Tabler brothers used to do cat talk because they were New Englanders. We have with us Nick Miles, who is anything but a New Englander. He's not even a North Americaner, but he fits in nicely into the landscape of conversation. His auto expert website is something that's probably one of the most trafficked in the world because he has so much exposure to new vehicles and new ideas. So we're happy to have his expertise with us every week to bring ourselves up to date on things like the Rivian, which has this week completed the largest IPO in a long time. Did you put any money into this? Come on, tell us the truth.
No, I actually decided to put my money into one of the competitors, which is the Fisker. Car company. Yeah, they're about to do the same thing. Well, they did the same thing. They went public, but they're about to announce their first vehicle coming up in the LA Auto Show.
What's the name of the company?
Fisker. You know, Mahendrik Fisker, he did Karma, and he has his own company now called Fisker. So they're sort of competitors, Rivian and Fisker.
So don't you think we're ahead of the curve a little bit here in the sense as to the reality of, it's exciting for some people, and maybe it'll be like Amazon. Everybody threw money at that at the beginning, and they were losing money. And yet, look at where they are today, and look at where the people are who bought some of the stock and held on to it. So that's cool. Basically, the problem with these, I think the Rivian is ugly. Some people have been saying it was attractive. But going beyond that, the battery thing. Electric vehicle batteries are a problem. And a big problem.
Yeah.
Also, where do you get charged up? Tell somebody in Des Moines, Iowa, that's driving to Kansas City, where there probably aren't three plugs along the way, that you can actually make it driving an electric car. You can't, because there's not enough infrastructure. So, you know, all this excitement is a little premature, don't you think?
Yeah, Doug, well, I'll take you back to when we were a young man, and the guys used to come into the barn, and they used to say, listen, the horse is going to be replaced by this thing called the gas engine, and we're going to have motor cars. You know, I mean, things evolve, and it's not a perfect world. And, you know, maybe there is a step in between that everybody's missing, which is called the plug-in electric or the hybrid car, and we're rushing a little too fast. And it's not right for the whole country. Maybe it's right for California and New York and the coastal cities. But we got to push, and mankind's got to push forward and try it. And, you know, there's a lot of companies out there. You know, MySpace was going to be the great social media website of the future. Right. And where is that now? You know, it's I don't know anybody that has a MySpace account. So there are things, we try it as a human race, and we try all these different experiments, and they don't work, and some stick and some don't. And the motor car stuck, and the horse didn't to an extent. And now it's become somewhat of a showpiece and a friend to the human being rather than a work tool. So let's see how the gasoline engine turns out in 50 years. I can't predict the future, but I can tell you it's probably going to evolve as we have done for the last 2,000 years. So let's see what happens.
I would say this. If I were looking to stick with somebody, I'd go with a company that's in business already, like Ford. I must see something in Rivian because they're one of the big investors in it. My son bought one of those. I think you did too. The one they call the electric truck, the 150 that's an electric. It's Ford.
The Lightning, the Ford Lightning. It looks like a good idea. I mean, there is some new companies that are going to evolve and that's going to make it. And there's some old companies here that are probably not going to make it. I mean, who would have believed if I'd come to you 30, 40 years ago and said, you know, Oldsmobile is going to go out of business?
Yeah,
I mean, nobody would have believed it. Well, and Pontiac and Saturn and those.
DeSoto.
Yeah.
How many of those cars could be?
I mean, you look at the landscape now and look at who are the weak players. I mean, you may see some people disappear off of the landscape and get sort of folded into other companies. Or will all the Japanese automakers make it? You know, I don't know if they will.
Well, and then in terms of people figuring out, when folks who buy Volvos find out that the company is now owned by the Chinese government, who's going to keep buying Volvos other than people perhaps in China? That's it.
Yeah, there are some new companies evolving as well.
Yeah, I mean, you see that happening. All right, give us a couple. There's a short list of car and truck utility vehicles of the year. Who's doing best in that department?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the winners of the utility vehicle of the year, it looks like it's going to be the Bronco or the Genesis GV70. When we come to truck, I think the Ford Maverick is probably going to lead the pack. When it comes to car, it's wide open, but my favorite right now is, I think, the new the Golf GTI.
Golf. I was watching an auction yesterday. A Bronco, an original Bronco, redone, sold for $86,000. $59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.